Today, let's talk about a recent Supreme Court decision decided just this June, which has been underreported in the news, probably because it's quite complex and poses a real challenge for reporters to figure out. The case is American Broadcasting Network, that's ABC, versus Aereo Inc., and it implicates the legality of a service that many of today's listeners use in their homes. And I think it's possible to cut through the complexity and reveal how copyright law is relevant to us in our everyday lives. Let's start and eventually end with your Comcast cable television box and its DVR recording function. You might be surprised to learn that when you record Project Runway this Thursday night, Comcast is making and storing a unique recording of the show, initiated by you and kept just for you. In other words, if 100,000 people record the show, the Comcast servers will store 100,000 distinct copies. That sounds like a massive waste of hard drive space to me. Why would Comcast do such an odd thing? Well, here's where the law comes in, and we've got to time travel back to 1976 to understand. In the 1976 Sony case, the Supreme Court held that it was a fair use for consumers to record their programs on their home VHS and Betamax players. Consumers like us were making unauthorized recordings, but we were usually just time-shifting, and that seemed fair to the court. So in Sony, the court found that Sony is not liable for selling consumers devices that could be used to make unauthorized recordings, and a new era of television watching began. Now Comcast is taking advantage of that opinion, providing consumers with a remote recording device that functions much like an old VHS or Betamax recorder. The only difference is the recorder is digital and is in the Comcast warehouse and not in your home. And why should the location of the recorder make a difference? Still seems like fair use to most people. Well, fast forward to our new case of ABC versus Aereo, which poses a new threat to the legality of the playback function provided by cable companies like Comcast. Like Comcast does, Aereo tries to take advantage of the Sony ruling by creating a warehouse of thousands of tiny antenna, each one dedicated to each subscriber's computer. Each subscriber then, over his or her laptop, could get broadcast programming, which was funneled through the Aereo antenna. Our viewers are just like the viewers in Sony, Aereo claimed. Each viewer controls his own media stream. The devices just happen to be in our warehouse and not in the viewer's homes. There's one big problem with this. The court in Sony said that neither the device provider, that's Sony, or the viewer, that's us, were liable for violating the reproduction right in the Copyright Act, the section of the law that says thou shalt not copy the copyright owner's works. There is a separate section of the law, however, that says thou shalt not publicly perform the copyright owner's works. And notice the performance right was not at issue in the Sony case. Sony was just selling VCRs. It wasn't performing anything. So we have a new argument and a new context for the Supreme Court, which held 6-3 in Aereo that its service constituted an unauthorized public performance of works to its subscribers. So what does this mean for Comcast? Does it mean that Comcast is engaged in the unauthorized public performance of copyrighted works when we use its DVR service to watch our favorite shows? Maybe, and we'll surely see litigation, but I'd like to make the prediction that Comcast will eventually prevail for two reasons. First, the Supreme Court hints in its opinion that other technologies might be okay. More importantly, and secondly, the court emphasizes the policies that underlie copyright. The biggest one is to compensate copyright owners. Well, Aereo didn't pay anything to copyright owners, and Comcast does. So maybe I'll be able to continue watching Project Runway on Friday nights instead of Thursday. I'm Paul Heald.